Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota once again. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. Sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm RJ Blanchard. I'm just going to school.
There we go. That's right. That's the right answer. Now, I got to ask, though. We're in a school setting. Is this like your day-to-day outfit, or is this like a special deal going on today?
A special deal Halloween.
Oh, okay, there we go. So where did you get this outfit? Who are you? What are you trying to be?
Got it from Spirit Halloween. I'm dressed up as a mobster this year.
Okay.
Going with a group of friends. We're dressing up as the mob.
Nice. Now, what I like about your outfit, and I don't, they can't see it at home, but your shoes match your tie and your cummerbund. Did you do that on purpose, or was that just like a happy... Yeah.
Well, I bought the hat with the thing, but the shoes are just my day-to-day wear.
Oh, so you just got lucky.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. That's cool. So are you literally going trick-or-treating and, like, going house to house?
Yeah, probably.
That's nice. Awesome. Like, what are you, like, okay, what kind of, like, bag are you taking with you?
Probably my school bag.
Just a backpack.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to put all the candy in the backpack?
Probably, yeah.
Well, bring a pillowcase.
Yeah, bro.
Bring the backpack, too, so you can put the pillowcase in the backpack.
Yeah.
The pillowcase, you get more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're going to, like, a backpack, there's not enough. Like, depending on what kind of backpack you got, too. Like, what kind of, do you have a zip over?
Yeah, I got a big Roots backpack.
Oh, I still go with the pillowcase. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get some major candy. Like, have you always, like, been into trick-or-treating?
Here and there. Past few years, I haven't really dressed up, but this year I'm going out with my friends, so it's not too bad.
How big is your crew?
I think there's six of us, seven of us, something like that.
Okay. Then where do you go trick? Where are you thinking of going? You have cars, right?
I drive, but we're walking.
You're walking. So, like, what areas do you think you're going to hit?
Timberlee, Parsons Creek, Eagle Ridge, stuff like that.
You know the blocks you're going to go to?
Yeah.
And so, like, why did you pick those blocks? You just scoping the houses or what?
Scoping the houses, more of the more decorated areas, just more fun to be around up there.
Oh, decorated areas. Never thought about that. That's a good telltale sign that there's going to be some good candy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why my street doesn't ever get touched.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this dude right here, super excited about Halloween.
Yeah,
like, it's his go-to.
I'll tell him, because nobody knows where I live. I live on a street that doesn't get any kids, so I'm, like, the full candy bar and pop house.
Yeah.
And it's, like, great when a kid opens the door, you get to just, like, blow their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool time of year.
Yeah.
I like, going through the candy afterwards and, like, separating it, seeing what you got. Like, what's your go-to candy?
My go-to candy would probably be sour candy. I love sour candy.
Sour candy.
Like, are you going extreme? Like, are you going toxic waste?
Yeah, toxic waste.
All no.
Yeah.
What? I can't handle toxic waste.
I can eat the little jars that you get in one sitting. It's
wild. It's wild.
Well, think about think about your family and spicy food.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
In addition to it.
Yeah. People's palates are so different. Like, I tried one of those, like... I just had to spit it out. I'm like, there's no way I'm finishing this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kind of chip do you go with?
With smiles?
It really depends on my mood. I usually go with Doritos, though.
What? Doritos is vast, bro.
Yeah, Doritos is pretty vast. But usually sweet chili heat.
Nice.
Did you ever get to try the roulette Doritos?
Yeah, I did.
The roulette Doritos were, like, bomb.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
We just had a spicy chip. What was that?
Like? Oh, the ghost pepper chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like this ghost pepper chip that's like 1,000 or 1,000,000 Scoville heat unit.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, like we had it wasn't one of those things where you eat it and you're like, oh my God, I can't handle it. Like, you feel the heat. Like, it's hot. There's no doubt about that. But like, I ate like six or seven of them.
Depends how you eat food too, because this man grew up on like immigrant food. Yeah. It's like legit spicy.
Yeah.
Grew up on white people food, that might be a hot chip.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Disclaimer right at the bottom. Yeah. Need to put that caveat in.
His palate is a little tested.
Yeah.
Actually, a while back, I did one of the chip challenges with my dad, the new Pepper X chip that. It actually didn't go too bad until my face started melting.
Yeah. It was going well until.
Yeah, there's always that line.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah.
So, have you always gone to this high school?
No, I've been pretty much everywhere. I go to BC, I've been coast to coast, west coast, east coast. I've been pretty much everywhere.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's a cool lifestyle. Yeah. Fair enough.
Like, you meet a fair share of people.
Yeah. So how long have you been in Fort Mac for then?
Just over a year now.
Okay, and how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah? We're not asking, like, what part of what do you like to do? I was going to say, what part of town are you from? Like, no, I'm putting that on air. Like, what do you like to do in the community?
I usually take my skateboard or BMX bike up to the skate parks, do that in the summer, or I go down to Mack Island and go for a swim.
Nice.
Stuff like that. It's pretty fun out here.
Yeah, man. So do you have, like, a preferable skate park? Like, when I grew up, there was only one, and, like, they had to do a lot of politicking to get that one downtown, but now there's so many.
I go to the one up on the edge of
Person's Creek.
Yeah, Person's Creek there.
Oh, okay.
That one's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy, pretty good to get to from where I live. So
that's right. It's crazy. Like, I was even out at the ski hill, and the ski hills park is wild. Like, it's like a solid big park.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like, I took my little guy there. Broke my heart every time he fell. I was just like, this is the worst. But, like, it's a cool skate park up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what kind of, like, a BMX bike, what kind of tricks are you trying to pull on this thing?
I'm trying to learn how to do a tail whip coming out of the bowl at the moment.
Wow. How's that going for you?
The broken rib and injured knees say not very well.
Yeah. So, like, what's the thought process on this in regards to, like, obviously when you're there and you're trying this, the trick, you're trying it, but how are you practicing when you're not dropping in to prepare for this trick?
Mostly just mental. You got to get over the fact that you're flying pretty high in the air and gonna either land it or injure yourself by hitting yourself with the bike.
That's right. So, like, it's a mental, like, are you, like, meditating before? Are you listening to, like, psych-up music? Like, how are you getting in the zone to be like, no, I got this, and I'm going to land this trick?
Usually I just run it a few times, and then I say, screw it, I'm just going to try and land it, put on some music, and hope for the best, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you.
Honestly, couldn't tell you. It's just a giant playlist. I just click play. But usually it's rap. Got a few heavy metal songs in there.
Yeah.
Got a lot of songs in there. Couldn't name any one of them.
No.
So you don't have a jam. You're just like whatever is in
whatever's
your playing. Shuffle playlist.
Yeah. Whatever's playing is playing.
Wild. Yeah, no. Like, when I used to snowboard, like, I would have, like, a certain playlist going for, like, the ride. Like, I would want to listen to certain things. And
like,
I remember
a movie.
Yeah, that's right. And when I was trying, like, to, like, this is years ago, but I was trying to, like, land a 360. How, like, I couldn't get the torque.
Yeah.
So prior to, like, no matter how much I tried, the torque wasn't there. And I met this lady. She's like, you're just not flexible enough. You should do some yoga. And I was just like, okay. So I signed up, did some yoga. And, like, I saw, like, I could, like, get more torque. Yeah. And, bro, like, the weekend after, I was nailing them. So, like, sometimes, like, unorthodox methods of, like, training the body before would help you, like, land that trick.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you don't have, like, a playlist in mind. That's wild to me. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, I just listen to everything. I literally can listen to anything.
Yeah.
Radio, nothing. Doesn't bother me.
Wild. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What's the plug?
Anything, man. Anybody you want to shout out, anything you want to promote, it's all you.
Frank Spraggins is a pretty good school. You should come check it out. Good community, good people, great principal.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for their ongoing support. We do appreciate it. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.